Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Monday, the 4th of January. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'll be your host this morning. In the news today, we've had action in the Super Smash yesterday, as well as the first day of the New Zealand versus Pakistan test. Also, the Pakistan Shaheen against New Zealand A in a T20 warm-up game. We've got two games over in the A-League here in Australia. We now have the quarterfinalists for the women's singles in the bowls, national bowls competition here in New Zealand, as well as NBA action as well. So let's kick this. Your best way to start the day up to speed with all the important sports news. And let's kick off with that A-League action over in Australia. And Central Coast Mariners traveled to MacArthur FC and won 2-0 there. MacArthur FC, the new side in the A-League, didn't manage to back up their win in their opening game. But Central Coast Mariners now are two wins from two games and go top of the table with 6 points. Further down, then the other game was between Adelaide United and Melbourne City FC. Adelaide took out that one 2-0, meaning that both Adelaide and Melbourne City now have, well, Adelaide United one win and a draw. Melbourne City a win and a loss so far. It puts Adelaide United second in the table. It's obviously very early days, and Perth Glory, for example, haven't even played a game yet. So, as I said, plenty of time to go in that one, or in the league. The next games up are on Friday, which see Newcastle Jets take on Western Sydney Wanderers at 9:05 PM New Zealand time. So no action until Friday in the A-League. And the Wellington Phoenix will be in action next Saturday. They'll be visiting MacArthur FC, and that's a 7:05 kickoff on Saturday next this next weekend. Moving on then to the bowls, and in the New Zealand Championships, there have been a couple of casualties with Black Jack squad members Val Smith and Claire Hendra, both not making it through to the quarterfinals. The big names in the quarterfinals are the seven-time national champion, Mandy Boyd, who's made it there with four convincing wins, and Tyler Bruce, the Blackjack, is in the quarterfinals as well. Quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals will be held today, with the finals on Sky Sports next. No major casualties in the men's pairs yet, and obviously we'll bring you up to speed with all of those finals results tomorrow here on New Zealand. On the New Zealand Radio Sport Radio, New Zealand Sport Radio, where we come to you at 7 AM every single morning on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter with the Morning Sports Briefing. Also, you can listen to the recording on the podcast as well. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio. We're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of those wonderful places. Moving on then to the NBA and. The New Orleans Pelicans played the Toronto Raptors yesterday and it came out winners 120-116. A close one there. The Pelicans took had a good first quarter, pulling out a 6-point lead, but fell behind by halftime. Came out again well in the third quarter, the 10-point lead, winning that one by 10 points, and then hung on in the fourth quarter to win it. Brandon Ingram led the way with 31 points. Zion Williamson also had backed up with 21 points. Stephen Adams got a double-double, 10 rebounds and 13 points as the Pelicans out-rebounded the Raptors 51-39, key part of the game there. Eric Bledsoe also got a double-double with 10 assists and 19 points. So all the starters into double figures with the scores there, and a good game for the Pelicans. Next up, the Pelicans will be in action in 2 days' time. So that's on Wednesday. They will be playing the Pacers at 2 p.m. New Zealand time. The Pacers coming off the back of a 102-106 loss to the Knicks yesterday. So they'll be looking at bouncing back, and the Pelicans will be looking at continuing their good run. Other good victories yesterday, the 76ers beat the Hornets 127-112, and the Thunder beat the Magic 99-108 yesterday. Moving on then to the cricket, and plenty of action even on a wet day. Unfortunately for the women between Canterbury Magicians and Auckland Hearts, they only managed, 10 balls before the match had to be abandoned due to rain. The men's game also was impacted by the rain and ended up being a 5-over side in this T20 game. Auckland Aces went in and scored 52 for 4 off their 5 overs. Top score, Chapman there with 25 off just 13 balls. In reply, though, Canterbury Kings chased down the target with 3 balls to spare. McClure scored 15, but it really was Bowes who scored 39. Both those batsmen batting through the innings to win that one there for the Canterbury Kings. That means now that in the table, and I just realised that hasn't been updated for the women's, it hasn't got that no result in there. In the table, the Auckland Hearts have gone top of the table with that abandoned game with 10 points. Wellington Blaze and Northern Spirits, both on 8 points, have sorted a game to play only 3 games to get Auckland Hearts 4. And so it's tight at the top of the table there. Down in the men's one, the Wellington Firebirds still top of the table with those 3 wins from 3 games. But the Canterbury Kings move up to second with that win, with 2 wins from their 2 games on 8 points. So putting pressure on the Firebirds at the top of the table there. In tour matches, Pakistan Shaheens played the New Zealand 11 in Lincoln. Pakistan went into bat first and scored a big 231 off their 20 overs. Lots of batsmen got in. Shafriq and Malik opened, with Shafriq getting 35 and Malik scoring 54. Haider Ali, though, was the top scorer with 64 runs, also helped by Hussein Talat with 44 not outs and Aman Butt with 25 not outs. So lots of batsmen contributing there to that big score. In response, New Zealand, the New Zealand 15 found it hard chase. Rhys Murray scored 84 at the top of the innings, but no one else really got in, and they were all bowled out for 130 off their 18.1 overs. So a big 101 run win for the Pakistan Shaheens in that warm-up game. We also had the second test match in the New Zealand versus Pakistan series down in Christchurch at the Hagley Oval. Pakistan battered through the day and were 297 all out at the close of play. They were led by Azhar Ali off with 93, who led the way. He had good partnership, or ably assisted by Mohammed Rizwan, the wicketkeeper captain, with 61 runs, and Fahim Ashraf with 48. Leading the bowling was Kyle Jameson, who got 5 wickets for 69 runs. That's his third fifer in 6 test matches. So a wonderful start to his career so far with the bowling. Tim Southee picked up a couple, as did Trent Bolt, and Matt Henry got the important wicket of Azhar Ali with his second ball there for that one. Well poised, really, with that score. Is that a competitive score, or is that a bit low? We'll have to wait and see how New Zealand go in the second day. Don't forget, we'll be back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. bringing you up speed with that, how that game is going. We'll also bring up speed with all the important sports news, how the bowls is going, also preview any of the NBA action as well. So do join us at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning for the morning sports briefing, and have a wonderful start to your week.